What is the significance of the full moon? In fact, sun and the moon, they affect our life a lot. Human beings observed the influence of the moon on this planet's its atmosphere, flora and fauna. Through observation, human beings came to know, in fact, during the different phases of the moon, there are certain things happen on this planet and it greatly influences in human life as well. They noticed those people who are having mental diseases during the full moon period, their emotions and passions are aggravated. Having observed it, and they notice, in fact, those people who have got mental diseases and the situation get worse when it nearer to the full moon or during full moon period. The word lunatic is coming from the word luna, full moon. It is because of such experiences. And also we come across the other diseases like epilepsy, asthma, bronchitis, and certain skin diseases. They get aggravated during full moon days. Farmers noticed that if their crops or their grains and paddy or such grains were to bloom up during the full moon day periods, then it can affect their crops. They do notice it. The ancient doctors, they realized during this period the hormones of the body change and human beings react differently, and sometimes and the medicine doesn't work on certain human beings. And specifically they noticed snake bite can be very dangerous and the snake bites can be fatal during that period. Such was the observance of the full moon by the human beings. Even in modern society, we still observe there are researches have been done. In the hospitals, they have observed that during these full moon periods, those patients who undergo surgeries, in fact, they bleed a lot. The researchers also have found out, in fact, human beings, animals and plants' life, they in fact operate in 28 days of cycle, which is in fact lunar month. And their hormones, metabolism, change based on these 28 days. I think I do not have to say much, but you all can experience, you can read, you can do a bit of more experiments about this. Anyway, these are not new discoveries. This is not a new knowledge. These are observed by human beings from the right beginning. Because of this influence of moon on planets and human beings and the other animals, the ancient sages, the wise men, they decided, in fact, full moon day is something to be careful, something to be cautious with, because of this influence. So they advise ordinary human beings, on full moon days, you must relax. You must stay without doing much work and refrain from worldly commitment. And you must dedicate yourself to calm down your mind, to meditate, to observe the religion, practice your spiritual the exercise your spiritual faculties or practice religion. Based on that, in ancient India, when Buddha appeared, in fact, full moon days were recognized as days of religious practice. They did not really understand why such influence occur on human beings and the other living beings and the planet, but they noticed that something to be careful. And they thought the best way to be secure, the best way to be careful is to relax and develop the mind and engage in religious discourses. They also noticed another advantage of it. And people can spend even at night engaging in religious dialogues and practicing because it's not very dark, not like today. Today we have got electricity. Those days, full moon night is in fact wonderful, and we can see very clearly. So because of that advantage also, religions were interested introducing their teachings on full moon days. So the society was ready and accepted full moon days are the days to go to the religious places and understand and practice their teachings. So many religions, they took the opportunity to introduce their teachings and have the discussions and public talks on full moon days. And there are also publicly declared holidays, like full moon days, and dedicated days for the religious practices. And sometimes there were religious dialogues and debates, so people flocked together in open space as well as in buildings to listen to these speakers who expound their religions. So introducing the religious practice on full moon day is not something done by the Buddha. It was already existing, but Buddha incorporated. Buddha always used if something beneficial, productive, and of course he incorporated it. So this is something that he incorporated. But actually this was incorporated by the request of King Bimbisara. King Bimbisara is the one who suggested to the Buddha, the Venerable Sir, the Blessed One, why not your monks start teaching on full moon days so people can listen. So with the request of this king, the Buddha introduced these two things to the monks. He said, monks, on full moon days, you should do these two things. Number one, you must do your Pratimokkha recitation. Number two, you must teach the Dhamma to the lay people. That was the starting of Buddhist full moon day practices. Now, when it comes to Pratimokkha recitation, that's very important for the sustenance of the dispensation of the Buddha. Pratimokkha is a term that we use to mean monastic code of ethics, disciplinary rules for the monks and nuns. So in monasteries, monks, or in nunneries, nuns, they go together in their own assembly and then they recited these disciplinary code of ethics. Before they recite all together these disciplinary code of ethics, and they are also very useful practice among the monks and nuns. That is, if any monk or a nun were to break any precepts, then publicly imprint of the other monks, and that monk will declare. And in this way, he will try to recorrect his mistake and purify himself, refrain in the future. So in this way, disease is a part of purification. It's a psychological need, and it's also is something that which is important in our spiritual practice of ethical development. And this is one aspect which is still being carried out by all the monks in the world. On full moon day, they recite their Patimokkha. The second advice, which is also important, and it developed further, and Buddha instructed the monks to conduct Dhamma talks, Dhamma sermons, and give the teachings to the lay people. And based on that, in every monasteries, they started various Dhamma programs, meditation retreats, Dhamma talks, or any other such kind of educational programs were introduced by the monasteries. Then, lay people, lay Buddhist people, they also made it a point to go to the temples on full moon day. Why? The monks are teaching the Dhamma. So they also went to the temple, and then we introduced to them observing of 8 precepts. So in ordinary days, day-to-day life, you are supposed to practice 5 precepts, and on full moon day, you are introduced 3 more precepts and make it 8 precepts. And then that was a retreat. That was a retreat. So devotees, early morning they go to the temples, and from morning they observe 8 precepts. Then throughout the day and plus with night, they spend in the temple, and following day they go home. That was the Buddhist practice. So full moon day is the day for lay people who retreat. So on that day, they refrain from all the sensual pleasure, ordinary life, and they refrain from all the entertainment, and they dedicate themselves for spiritual cultivation. They dedicate their time diligently to practice meditation, to deepen their understanding. So in some of the monasteries, there are few meditation sessions, few Dhamma sharings, Q&A sessions, so on and so forth. So sometimes these devotees, at night, they do not sleep, they discuss the Dhamma. They chant, they discuss, they read, and that is still going on in Buddhist countries, traditional Buddhist countries. So this was introduced by the Buddha. Here again, there's another aspect of it. And also here, the full moon day is the day that the monks and lay people come together with mutual understanding and respect in their assembly, in their congregation. They unite together. So they come to win-win situation to practice the path of the Buddha and go towards the same direction of enlightenment. So this is again very important. So it is socially important, and spiritually important, and religiously it is also important. Why? The disciples of the Buddha, they are fourfold: monks, nuns, lay women, and laymen. These are the fourfold disciples of the Buddha. So full moon day is the day that they all get together as assembly, as a united congregation. So full moon day is extremely important. Now, in the days gone, full moon days were public holidays in Buddhist lands. Governments, the rulers declared full moon days are public holidays. People are given their freedom and choice to practice their spiritual faculties and encouraged. But it is only during colonial period Sunday became public holiday. So Sunday is not a day for the Buddhist. Sunday is a day for Christians. And that was done by colonial rulers. there is no any religious significance from the Buddhist point of view for the Buddhists related to Sunday. So if you are a Buddhist, your significance of religious significance go to full moon day, not to Sunday. Understand it. We still carry on our class here on Sunday. But understand the nature and understand what happened. We have adjusted and adapted. Buddhists, I would say, in a way too and creative. So we have adopted Sunday to be our public holiday here. So if you were to notice that in fact lunar month calendar, the moon phase has got 4 days. New moon, waxing moon, full moon, and waning moon. So these are the 4 days. So these are the 4 days in Buddhist countries which are declared by the rulers and governments as spiritual days. And the people went to the temples and practice. But that, of course, these 4 days now is still replaced by Sundays in this modern time. But that is how it happened. But then you cannot forget the importance of the full moon day just because the politically and this thing happened and changed into Sunday, and you cannot forget the importance of full moon day. Why? As I said, Buddha himself introduced this, and if you were to look at very carefully, the major event of the Buddha's life all happened on full moon day, not any other day. His birth, great renunciation, his enlightenment, giving the first sermon, and great passing away. These are the most important major events of the Buddha's life. They all happen on full moon days. Other than that, during the 12 months of the years, in each and every full moon day is designated to mark something remarkable happened in the history of the Buddhism. So people still flock together in the temples and remember these great events that occurred, and with so much enthusiasm and with energy and effort they dedicate to mark the occasion. So Vesak full moon, for example, is the most important full moon for the Buddhist. And you should observe this day. You should try to understand of its value. And other than Vesak full moon, of course, as I said, there are all the other moon days, full moon days, which are very, very important. Even though in old days, all the 4 days are recognized as Uposatha, important days to practice. But in modern context, in most of the Buddhist traditions, new moon and full moon are recognized as a designated day. And among the new moon and full moon, again, full moon day is the most important day. So you must make it a point to go to a monastery, temple, a society, or wherever you can get a religious congregation and contemplate on the significance of it and practice the teachings of the Buddha. So do not belittle the full moon. You must understand it. You must not think this is Ching Choi Chinese tradition and we should not go. There are people who say that. In fact, it's shame. And we should not say such things. And full moon is very important because of lack of understanding. Sometimes when we are English educated, we lose some certain most important values of us. So you can be still modern, you can be English educated, but still there are some important values that we should not lose. They are important. So should not belittle your tradition, don't belittle your culture, don't belittle your language. They are important. there is value. Regardless of these, you must train yourself to see the right thing as right thing in the light of wisdom. And then only we can, in fact, be a good Buddhist and practice in Buddhist. So full moon day is very important in that sense. And as Buddhists, we should try our best to understand the value of it and then try to practice the teachings based on this understanding. But of course, Singapore, we have adopted and adjusted according to the environment here. So even though we do not have facilities for full day retreat, still in some monasteries, both Chinese monasteries as well as the other traditions, they have still retreats. So try to go whatever the traditions you belong to, and even spending half days is still precious and important. And some monasteries, since they don't have the facility to accommodate the people at night, they adopt it only daytime. So here, for example, Dhammakami Buddhist Society, we are not a monastery, we don't have facilities, we have only this small space, but we still try to accommodate these practices. So 9th August, even though it is not a full moon day, we have adopted here to have a retreat. So if you are interested, you can join. It's in fact, we cannot call it in ancient sense, it's a full day retreat, because in fact it's only few hours. You do not have facility to always stay. So the retreat will be here from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So those who are interested, the registration is open now. You can register for it.